The sixth day of the blessed month of Abib, the martyrdom of Saint Olympus the Apostle. On this day, Saint Olympus, who was also called Paul, was martyred. One of the 70 apostles called by the Lord, Olympus stayed close to the disciples and carried the letters or epistles of Saint Peter to the Gentiles, or non-Jewish people. He accompanied St. Peter to the city of Rome, preaching and leading many to the true faith. When St. Peter was martyred in Rome, it was Olympus who took the body off of the cross, washing and shrouding it, and then took it to the house of one of the Christians for safekeeping. Later, someone spoke to the insane Emperor Nero, accusing Olympus of being a disciple of the executed Peter. The emperor had Olympus questioned, and this faithful disciple refused to state any belief other than the Lord Jesus Christ was the true God, just as Peter, the great disciple of the Lord, had preached. Nero had Olympus tortured and ordered that he be crucified, head downwards, just as his teacher, St. Peter, had been crucified. Faithful to his beloved master to the end, and to the master's beloved master, Jesus Christ, Olympus died for the name of Jesus and received the crown of martyrdom, his soul being joyfully greeted in heaven by those whom he had served. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day, we also commemorate the martyrdom of Saint Theodosia and her companions. It was on this day that Saint Theodosia, along with several others, was martyred. She was a very rich woman and worshipped the stone gods of the Romans. She was the mother of Saint Proconius, who is also called Procopius or Procopius, and had convinced Emperor Diocletian to name her son as governor of Alexandria. On his way to his new post, Proconius had an experience that led him to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. When Theodosia heard her son had become a Christian, she foolishly reported it to the emperor. Diocletian had his new governor arrested and had him tortured until he was close to death. Theodosia heard what had happened and was filled with guilt and regret. With a broken heart, she went to see her son in prison. Several others were with her. Two high-ranking Roman administrators and 12 other women. She was there as the guards were bringing Proconius out of prison and was astonished to see that her son's wounds had been healed. Proconius was able to briefly tell her that it was the Lord Jesus Christ who had healed his wounds, and Theodosia and all those with her rejoiced and suddenly found in their hearts that they too followed this wonderful and merciful God. They looked at each other and joyfully announced, "We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Proconius." The emperor became very angry and ordered that all of them be executed immediately. They all received the crown of martyrdom and an eternity of joy and happiness. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.